Hello and welcome to A Year of Health. This is the introductory audio. I'm going to give you a monthly audio and also a monthly worksheet. Over the course of a year, you'll be able to delve into the 13 pillars of perfect health. I will introduce them one at a time as we go through the months. Each of the audio recordings will also include a guided meditation, as well as thoughts to ponder over the course of that month. For the introduction, the first concept that I want to introduce, the first pillar of health, is flexibility. Now, flexibility in your body is a wonderful thing, and I promote that. And you can gain that with simple stretches at home. I have a variety of body wisdom videos that can promote flexibility of the body. Taking something like a yoga class, I'm a big proponent of slow yoga classes. Fast yoga classes, in my opinion, can be dangerous and really are more akin to aerobics. But doing slow yoga or any kind of stretching on your own will support flexibility of the body. More importantly, I want to focus on flexibility of the mind. We'll come back to flexibility of the body later, in a much later month, when we're talking more about the body. For the introduction, and as a reminder, as you go into this program and approach changes to your health, that we need flexibility. So everything that I suggest, while based on years of research and experience in my own life as well as my clients, it really is a suggestion. Now, it will behoove you to take many of the suggestions. However, there's nothing rigid about this program. You must filter all of the content through your own life, through your own preferences, through your own body. So the idea of flexibility as a pillar, I wanted to introduce first because it really applies to all the other pillars of health. And as we go through them all, I want you to keep in mind to be flexible with them, to be flexible in how you approach them. If what your ultimate goal for your health is very far from where you're at now, if there's a big gap between where you want to be and where you are now, if there's a lot of journey to take between how you want your day-to-day life to be with your food and your body and your fitness and your health and your weight and all these other things, if that's a long journey, the flexibility should also be applied to the fact that every first step should be a small step. This program can be done year after year. You can listen to this content every year and it will guide you on your path to creating the health that you want, the health that you desire. Reaching a healthy weight, your natural weight, with ease. I don't necessarily want to say the weight that you want to be, because a lot of us come to health with a lot of baggage, okay? Myself included. I've been on this journey for a while and I've let go of most of it, but it's impossible not to pick up garbage along the way. We are inundated with unhealthy messages about health, really unhealthy messages about health. Especially women, what we think about health is wrapped up in our bodies, our body image, our body esteem, our self-esteem. There's a lot to unpack there. So if this is the first that you've ever embarked on a journey of health, that's probably pretty different than, say, going on a diet. It's basically the opposite of going on a diet, because going on a diet tends to be a very unhealthy way to approach your weight and to approach your health. It puts you into a mindset of deprivation. It's not enjoyable. It tends to not last. It tends to not build life skills to support you when the diet is done. That's why even if you reach some certain number, it tends to not last. And instead, this approach is not about reaching a number. This approach is about cultivating health, which as a byproduct will yield to very often losing weight. And all of that, always, the theme for the introduction is flexibility. Keeping in mind that goals change, your body changes, your mindset changes over time. Taking small steps, if this is new to you. Taking small steps, even if it's not new to you. A client of mine recognized that the reason my program was successful for him was because it was all small steps. It was only small steps, but small changes add up to big changes over time. So flexibility in how you interpret the advice and the guidance in this program, and also flexibility in your rate of success, okay? Look, we all screw up. We're human. It's human nature. Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody is perfect. It's just the way things go. We set goals. I'm like you. I'm ambitious. I love to go and get them, be productive. And that approach actually backfires when it comes to food and health. If you're like me, you're so used to being successful and working hard to get what you want, and making it happen, and doubling down if it's not going the way that you want, and we can't control everything in our life that way. And when we try to do it with food and health, it backfires because food and health is, it's a feminine process, really. It's about pleasure and enjoyment and taking our time and slowing down and letting go of control. All the terrifying, hard to do things. And yet, so simple. So simple, which is why we take flexibility to screwing up. It's not really screwing up. Look, you've been doing things the way you've been doing them for however many years. You have to practice to do things a new way. Right? Any new skill. Okay, so whether you're learning a new program on the computer, do you hop on as an instant expert? No. You go in, you fumble around, you make time every week to keep doing it until you learn it. And then eventually, you wake up one day and you realize you're an expert. So it's the same with changing the way that we approach our food and our health and our goals with our weight. Okay, so I want to eat healthy every day. Look, I'm in health and wellness, right? Of course I want to eat healthy every day. Do I eat healthy every day? No, because in this day and age, it's not possible. We're busy, we're stressed out, we're gonna go get takeout, we're gonna buy the frozen meals, and it's okay. It's okay sometimes. So we set the goal, we plan to miss the goal sometimes, and we have flexibility in that, right? So the idea of a cheat day for some people can work because it's basically built-in flexibility, okay? But for other people, it's still bound up in that language of punishment, right? I mean, you're cheating because you're breaking the rules, and a lot of people have told me, oh, you know, I can't have a cheat day because if I give myself an inch, I'll take a mile. You know, if I indulge this tiny bit, I just can't stop. And that's exactly what we are working on releasing you from. So it's about flexibility. It's about taking that goal and knowing that it will take a lot of tries to get there. And even when we're there, it's still not 100%. So to recap, there are several audios coming your way for the introduction, and then every month for 12 months, and worksheets, one per month, to go deep diving into this amazing content. And for the introduction, the first topic of them all, we are thinking about flexibility. We're postponing flexibility of the body for now as a goal and focusing on how being flexible in our mind and our spirit and our approach to this program can serve us in the long term for long lasting success in weight loss and, more importantly, in our health, in our life, and bringing us success to a new level that we have never experienced before. I'm so excited to be sharing this to you. Keep your eyes and ear open for the next part of the program.